Episode 690 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm called the Big Game Hunter because I've hunted down leaders and staff for organizations for more than 40 years, and now I work at helping people play the game of life big, huge. How's that for my wrestling voice? So today's show is about second interviews, and I've done previous shows about them, and this one I'm calling More About Second Interviews, More of What to Expect. It's a good show. I hope you find it helpful, and please give the show 5 stars on iTunes and Stitcher. It does help other people discover, and connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Now, let's get going, okay? This is another one of those daily videos I do about job search. My channel on YouTube is The Big Game Hunter TV. I've got a lot there that you can watch that'll help you with your job search. Now, this is a video about second interviews and some of the things that you can expect on a second interview. And the first thing I always tell people is you're going to meet a whole new crew of people. You know, you talk to HR, maybe you talk to a line manager. Sometimes they're going to have you talk to the team. Sometimes they're going to have you talk to the user population. Now, one of the interesting things about meeting with the business group that this job supports or a different constituency that job supports is that sometimes their agenda is a little bit different. So if you watch my video, the single best question you should ask on any interview, I want you to ask that question again of the user population or the second group in order to make sure that you get their thoughts about what they're expecting about the job. Because you can't assume that what you've been told up until this point is the same that they're going to be looking for. I was on an intake call yesterday with a hiring manager who's trying to fill a position. It's an IT job, and you know, he was talking about what his boss is looking for in hiring him as his replacement. He's moving on to another job. And we got to the point where we were talking about the user group, and it was my turn to ask questions. And I said, so are they clear about what they're looking for, and how does it mesh up with what you expect to be looking for? And the cat was now out of the bag. Yes, it's going to be complicated because the two groups have a different viewpoint of what's to be looked for and completely different viewpoints. And he tried to make the best out of it, but I hear loud and clear that they're on a different page in how they're doing the interview. So, you know, expect this group is going to go into more detail with your background. Whoever it is, I don't care if you're in IT, accounting, or what have you, expect on this interview that they're going to go into meticulous detail about what you did, how you went about doing it. If you're in IT, the technology that was utilized, why you made certain decisions, all this sort of stuff that comes up on an interview. And thus, if they started off on some questioning on a first interview that they didn't quite get to complete, expect that they're going to complete it here. You know, they may pose some behavioral interviews, you know, some what-if scenarios to you, just as a way of just trying to see how you think. Now, this is more true for higher-level positions than it is for staff-level jobs, and it sometimes occurs in staff-level positions. So in answering questions like this, remember you're signaling how you'll be as an employee in their organization. And you want to tie your answer into something that you know about the job. So, you know, understand that they're asking these questions for a reason. It's not just hypothetical, out of the blue, nonsensical questions most of the time. And as such, you want to tie the bow on your experience, how you do the job in the context of what they're looking for. You know, you can expect to talk money with them. Like someone's going to ask them how much you're making, or ask you how much you're making and how much you're looking for. And it's almost going to be a casual thing at a certain point in the interview where, you know, almost everything's been done so far, but they'll cover it at some point. And they may talk about next steps, like what their expectations are. And frankly, if they don't, I want you to ask about them. It's kind of like in dating. So where do we go from here? So you want to ask them. If they don't explain it to you, I assume that you're talking to other people, until this point. When should I expect to hear back from you about next steps? What would those next steps be? It's questions along those lines that you want to pose at a logical breakpoint in the interview. So as they say, and when they say, so is there anything else? And you'll see that they're trying to get out the door. It's really the ideal time. So I know you've got other things to contend with today. I just want to ask you, you know, I'm assuming you're interviewing other people, and they go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And from there, you'll say, so when do you expect to complete this round? When can I expect to hear back about next steps? Well, we've got people scheduled between now and doomsday. Sometimes when hell freezes over, you'll hear back from us. Okay, they've told you they're not interested. But you get where I'm going to from here. So when all is said and done, these are all pretty predictable things that happen on second interviews and things you should anticipate and be prepared for. I have another couple of videos on second interviews. Look for those on YouTube. I think you'll find some great value from them as well. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.